Ches ein sharon es karshinim perish horuch vaitzivalas. You can't sow karshinim. What does that mean? The hanushem matziv mayim aleim kli kli lahosrab pselus. Person puts water on top of them, thereby removing the pselus. Lashavana some you beyad. You can't rub them kli lahosrab pselus to remove the pselus. The highway could burr because it's considered burr. You can put them into a container which might drop, which has holes in the bottom. Even though it falls out, it's still going to be mutter because it's not your kavona. So you can't soak the karshinim in water to use the water to separate the pselus. So who are then imyes pselus v'ochel murav? And similarly, if you'd have a case where pselus and ochel together, also lead them by mind. You can't put them in water. Case you pull pselus the mata, you can offer. If it's dirt, the dirt will fall to the bottom. Shiyotziv l'mala, or sometimes if it's talking about a straw, it would float to top. You can cap tap. And so using water as the vehicle to create the breira, and that's also to do. Hakashinim, chavtes, who michael behem, it's a type of a food which they give the animals. Who had into buchi adomer, or for example, would be potatoes, chokia gavna, or you didn't lay mayim, kill husser, ovik, offer mayim. You can't soak them in water to separate using the water to separate the dirt off of the fruits, off of the potatoes.
That's only soaking and not rinsing, right?
So now comes the rinsing. So the Chazanish held there's no difference. The same way that you can't rinse either. And the famous question is, so why are you allowed to wash dishes? Why isn't washing dishes using the flow of the water to remove the dirt, the pselus from the plates, so the Chazanish should be considered a problem burr. So that, the terrors which they give on that, which I think, in other words, we're mocked when we started the simon that the definition of burr is that you're creating a tikkun in the davar nivra. Otherwise, you have a problem with smachas and a tzrichah legufa. So that's what the Baal HaMor is masber, that you take the eye, that's his kasha, it's always taking pselus from the oichel, what you're taking you don't need. So the chorus and a tzrichah legufa, you're doing a mice of taking out the pselus and you're taking what you don't want. That's and a tzrichah legufa. So, I'm Shabur explained over there, the answer is that we start with this as a taruvus. When we start with everything together is one unit, and this unit has now been made better, more usable by removing the pselus. So there's a tikkun in the unit, and that's why it's called the mulach. So it has to be get a shame tikkun. He said, so when I have food which is not usable, I take out the pselus, I make it usable. If the nature of a plate is I use it, I get dirty, I wash it, I use it, it gets dirty, I wash it, I use it, it gets dirty, that's it's not trying to become, oh, it's not, now the plate is broken, and I when I wash it, I'm fixing it. You know,
it's unusable. Just as if it's
that's part of its usage. Its usage is to use it, make it dirty, and then wash it, and then use it again. That's all using it. It's not just, when I'm eating, I'm using it. And when it's dirty, I'm not using it. Part of its usage is, that's why, otherwise I throw it out. Part of the usage is to eat on it, make it dirty, clean it, and eat on it again. That's so the usage is not, the usage
cleaning is only a hemshich in order to get to the using it.
No, that's part of my usage. It's not trying to become unmasukin and now becomes masukin. The process of how I use, the natural process of usage is, there's a cycle of usage. That's all part of the cycle. I can't eat at it and have it not dirty.
Of course, but you can't
right?
Eat on it. But you can't eat on it and, I mean, you can't clean it with, you can't use it while it's dirty.
No, that's just, you see, you're defining using means eating on it. That's what we're saying. That's not true. The usage of a plate is to eat on it, make it dirty, to wash it, and eat on it again. That's how you use a plate.
The washing it is part of the using it?
That's all part of the process of how you use it.
Maybe here's that's a little bit fair.
No, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Really?
Yeah. Tremendous amount of sense. So.
Do we hold like this chazanish about the potato? Washing a potato?
So now, look, the question is, but there are many poskim which are matter rinsing fruits. Now, again, if you're talking about just rinsing fruits, which are betzim edible, there's not really anything there which you're really makbid on. like, you know, just has some pesticides that you're rubbing off. You don't really see them. Every hill is that smut. That's not a shayla. The shayla is you have real dirt there.
Washing
the lettuce. Or, you know, say, you know, grapes. They have that, you know, that layer, that whitish layer on top of them, which you really want to get off. You don't want to eat it because they say it's like it's very unhealthy and it's got all this dirt and stuff in it, right? So Rav Zatzel held that was mutter. He held the same way you're allowed to wash plates. You're allowed to wash fruit. Now he said, what's the lavdus? So he said, if we look at a maisa as a maisa of nikui, of cleaning, as opposed to a maisa of breira, it doesn't have a shame breira in its mutter. Now, I have to tell you, it's one of those things which in Kabbalah, in the Kabbal, the Torah, he eliminated the tzarech. To know exactly how that works, okay? But he does say you should only do it some achilasim. I think what he means, I said that's the normal way how you take the item. It's like it goes along the idea of the process of peeling, you know, so good from the bad, etc. So this is the normal way how you do it. So that it's some achilasim.
Would a similar thing be taking like a sticker off of, let's say, like a pepper or something?
See, at first glance, I would tell you that might be different, because you don't have a clear taruvus. Another, I think they say when it's stuck, it is a problem of a taruvus. But according to Rav Moshe, look, that's a derech to take it off. Maybe it's mutter's like klipa. Yeah,
what?
Taking off a sticker is like the idea of taking off a klipa.
Taking off a what?
Sticker.
From what?
From a fruit. Okay, lamed. So you're gonna soak this thing in water, and the dirt is gonna fall to the bottom. I'll be sure the knife. Came and shed him. He's going in the case of you want to carry your tekarshinim, which have oracholim selas, in a kavar, in a sieve. Now your goal of carrying the sieve is not to sift it; it's to transport it. But meanwhile, some stuff might fall through the bottom. That's not your kavana. It's not a psikresha, and it's mutter. Okay. Now, the halacha starting with tes, talk about liquids. Mishameris. So mishameris was a type of a cloth-like sifter, which is used to sift wine out from the different pselas which are in the wine. So also, even if it's already been, they would hang it up. It looked like it basically came to a point, it was a round thing on top, it came down to a point, looked like your windsock type of thing. But it came to a point. You put the wine with the shmorim in it, with the sediment in it, and you let it sit there, and eventually all of the wine, which was mixed in with the sediment, would go through the very small holes of the cloth, and the sediment would stay inside. So even if you've already set the item up before Shabbos, because there is a separate iser potentially on Yom Tov, Moshe Berber is mutter, there's still a problem of setting it up, because you might be making, if you put it over a kli, it's like you're making an oil over the kli. So it's a separate issue. So you're not dealing with that problem. You set it up before Shabbos. Still, even so, also litim b'shmarim, you can't take the sediments and put it in there, because that's a maisa breira. Avli nosim b'shmarim erev Shabbos. There is sediment in there already. Right? So, she's allowed to add water that when it comes out, it should come out with the water also, and it'll come out a little bit more liquidy and clearer. So, because the water goes in, starts out fine, the water comes out fine. What you've done on Shabbos is water going in, water coming out. The water didn't change. So, they didn't go in, it wasn't mixed up to start with. It goes out, not mixed up, so you didn't do anything. That's the halacha. Let's see Mr. Burr about it, because there's still elements we need hasber. Okay. Laman Aleph, Mr. Maris. Klishim asanam bo shemorim v'yayin yared zach v'tzalol. You put in the shemorim, the sediment, and the wine comes out nice and clear on the other side. All of the different little pieces stay inside. Also, litain. You can't put in sediment in there because it's brave. L'chiv chata is namayesh. It's not just an iser. A person would do it, he'd be chayv a korban. You separate the echo from the pselas. So Either it's the malacha of borer or the malacha of merakid. Seems to be that the difference between merakid and borer, merakid is sifting. So, I mean, at the end of the day, they're both, like Tosis says, I mean, the Gemara says, there are three different malachas which we have, which are all the sift, all of these are part of the process of cleansing the item from its psoilus. There's winnowing, which is zora, which you use that was using the power of the wind to separate it. There is merakid, which was sifting, and there is burr, which is pulling it up by hand, or the pebbles, etc., which are in there. So normally we understand that the difference between merakid and burr, that merakid, when you sift, so what usually happens is the flour falls through to the bottom, and the different psoilus, which is in the flour, stays up in the sieve. So you're basically taking the oichel, the psoilus, and letting the oichel fall through. So the malacha is being done in the psoilus. That's the sort of taking the psoilus. Over here, and the reason why it's called merakid is because it dances, literally, because when you shake it, so it causes it to dance. Oh, you don't do any shaking. You just pour it in and it goes out by itself. So is that called you're doing a maisa in the oichel? Is that called you're doing a maisa in the psoilus? So that's the machloek. Because in the Gemara, do we look at it as a maisa of barer or as a maisa of merakid? Two opinions in the Gemara. Nafkamina, Tosis says one shot. Nafkamina is if you give the person hasra, he does it amazing, and you warn him, don't do that, that's considered burr. He says, it doesn't bother me because I'm doing merakid. So he's potter. If it's considered burr, he'd be chayv. He's considered merakid, he's potter because you have to give a straw for the right av. Because if he thinks otherwise, you're making a joke. That's what Tosis says. So I always find that fascinating. Yeah.
Pouring the water over it, doesn't that also cause it?
That's a good question. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. After we learn the Mishnah Berurah, we'll know the answer. But let's see the Mishnah Berurah anyway.
What's another joke? Like if somebody asks you what's an afkamina, they say they'll ask you what's an afkamina in the sugya. Somebody asks you what an afkamina in the sugya is. That's some sort of joke.
Okay, could be. The standard in afkamina is they say once they ask for Chaim Brisker, like what's an afkamina? So you said an afkamina is if you kaddish isha al tanai that A is true. She's. Or B is true. So if A is true, she's married. If B is true, she's not married. So, I mean, in other words, like, the nafkamina is how to understand pshat in the sugya. That's a nafkamina. So, let's learn. But let me give them. You want to put them in that the shmurim should come out solo, which is means clear. He mixes like yain sheni sherba lubehem. It'll take a little bit of the wine which is there. Now, but Tom Shane is nesina samayim mishum barer. Now, why isn't it considered barer when you put the water in? Shamayim shum nosun noisen, excuse me, tsulim heim. The water you put, the water is clear. Okay. Okay. Vein behem davar shetzarach levar mehem. You have nothing which you need to remove from the water. And therefore it's mutter. Now, the problem with this, of course, is what Noam is asking is that but in this little leftover piece of grape, there's some wine there. And they're mixed together. And you need to get that wine out from mixing the grape. So if you don't put any water in, it's going to stay there. So the water is facilitating the act of taking the wine out of the grape. The flow of the water helps take out more of the wine which is left there amongst the grapes. But it's being done with a kli. So the chara, that water is help you doing a maisa bur, which wouldn't have taken place otherwise. So why isn't that also else the water facilitating brer? So this kasha, the prima gadim has the kasha, the gletel has the kasha, everybody has the kasha. So it's a difficult question. The only teretz that I'm familiar with, they bring the teretz over here from the remissive. This is a kasha, which I have to tell you, like, this kasha has bothered me from the first time I learned Masechta Shabbos. Like, way back when. And I remember, I learned this sugya over here. I was like, what? I don't get it. So this kasha has bothered me for a lot of years. I was a bacher the first time I learned Masechta Shabbos. So it goes back a lot of times. Long time. 1981, something like that. Was that 30 years ago? But say he brings a derisher from Rizan Karelot. Rizan Karelot said that since as soon as the wine comes out and mixes with the water, it becomes tuffel to the water. So you can't say that there's a shame breira on that wine, because that wine never comes out as a separate entity. So it becomes bottled in the water. So that's, which again, still needs some hezer. Is that your question?
Even though it's bottled with the water, the water is no longer water once it comes out. It's now part of the wine. It's wine. Sitting there saying, you put a cup underneath and you're not going to say, I have a cup of water. I have a cup of wine.
Good question. I don't know. What do you think about Shabbos? Mayim agabi shmorim shenishru b'chavis. Kotel mayim tamayayin. We've seen us in Shabbos just in the sun. So we hear the issue isn't taking out the wine, which is there, but getting the flavor, which is there, going into the water, and you take it out and you drink it, and that's mutter. Now, just this halacha of going in clear and going out clear is mutter. So you have it on your faucet at the end, and the faucet you have the strainer, which is there, the aerator. So sometimes little pieces of dirt or whatever it is get stuck at the end of the aerator inside. So is there a problem of burr? Because, well, it's water and water, like, what's the problem? Yeah, but the water goes through and gets mixed with the dirt and then comes out clear. So that's its halacha. It goes in clear, it goes out clear. It's not considered burr. So that's not a problem, the fact that it got mixed up in the aerator with some other little pieces. Okay. Yud. Yayin umayim shem slulin. You have wine or water, which is clear. You're allowed to put that through the mishameris. In other words, what's the chiddush over here? Even though it's a little bit, clear meaning most people drink it as is, but it's not perfect. You're making it a little bit clearer. So since most people drink it as is, they don't consider that a psoilus that you've done a ma'aseh breira. I'll be sheyesh because I'm documenting these little pieces of somewhere like little pieces, splinters of wood. There's little pieces of wood or something like that mixed in over there, and those are going to be strained out. It's mutter hal marim lishtes b'lavachi, since you're not really doing anything because it's really roy to drink. Now, alva basuder, that's talking about a mishameris. Mishameris is a dirty thing which is used for the purpose of wine. It stays like that. Let's say you take a regular piece of cloth, a suder, alva basuder, so which is nice and clean to start with. So you pour the, it's used in a clean state. So pouring water through it, mayim osur, mishum libun, the water, pouring the water through the cloth is an act of cleaning the cloth. So you have a problem pouring water on a garment, and pouring water on cloth is a problem of libun, it's cleaning it. But v'yayin v'sharmashki mutter, other types of liquids would not be a problem because, what are you doing wrong? You're not cleaning it. You're not being, and again, it was the liquid was clear to start with, so it's not barer, so no problem. If, however, the liquids are not clear, they're ochre, which means they're opaque, because they have things, they have various psoilus, which is suspended in them in suspension. So it's an issur sinun, because you're doing barer. Ula harambam. In the Mishameris, they asked doing that because that was their uvda d'chol. That's they would do it in the weekdays. They use the Mishameris. So even though there's no malach of burr taking place, there's an issur d'rabbanan. Even though it's clear liquid, so it's not really burr, fairly clear liquids, but it's still osur because of this. You're doing it in a weekday type of approach, and therefore, but in a suda, which is not your normal way of doing it, is going to be mutter. And he agrees that in the case of the suda, which is mutter, achurim is asur. V'yayin migita, if it's the beginning of the season, and the gita means it's straight out of the vat where you would crush the grapes, and after you crush the grapes, they go into this vat, that's called the gas. So you're taking it directly out of that vat, means right, you just put it in, it's just the beginning. So it's still fermenting. It's bubbling up in the parachute near to Rasech. It looks like it's bubbling. So that wine, if you drink it like that, At that time of the season, everybody drinks it like that. Even though it has only little pieces in it, that's how you drink it. That's considered the normal liquid. Therefore, it's not considered barer to take it out. So taref chavis b'shemareha, menashe nosecha, so you can stir it up and pour it into the suter, even though the shmarim are coming out, because that people would drink it with the pieces in it. So anything which is normal to drink with the pieces in it is not considered barer when you're taking them out. Okay. Lama Dalit, Mishnah Berurah. So we said it's mutter. It goes in clear. It comes out clear. It's mutter. Came in the belav hasinu and gamkin hem slulim arim lishtes, because even before you would strain them, they were clear and ready to drink. So what's called slulim mikri kolsha roy lishtes kach b'lisinu and the roy ben yadam. Majority of people will drink it as thus. That's called slulim. Didn't mention though that if there are people which, let's say, for health reasons can't drink the water as is, and you have for them, they have to take it, they have to strain it. For them, it's not called usable. So then it would be considered barer. So it's only what a person is doing, because he's, you know, it's he has a preference. It's preferable to him, and not that it's required. What?
Use a Brita.
So, you know, using a Brita would be mutter if a person wouldn't have a compelling reason why he has to use a Brita.
If it's just not a health reason, but a...
Again, since most people drink it as is, it's not considered psilis. But if this person, it becomes to the point where he cannot, or he can't drink regular water, either because of health reasons or because of his pickiness, whatever it is, right? So that might be a problem. Let's say there's like the flavor better. That's not a problem. You know what I mean?
It's based on the yachin, or it's based on the rabbim?
It's based on the rabbim, but again, if you have a yachin which got to the point where for him it's b'chal not usable, so then it gets a shame solace for him.
Wait, what? I'm not clear on why, if it's not clear on why, if it's just a preference that it's mutter.
Because there's no psalas there.
There's no psalas, the person would still eat it or drink it.
Yeah, you can really use it either way. And most people would drink it either way. So
wouldn't we say the same thing then for like the different meaning of fish, dogim, that we had earlier on, that you'll eat either one, so it doesn't really matter?
No, because for right now, I've defined one as what I want and one as I don't want. This halacha, the person can say that this doesn't apply to foods, it only applies to liquids. Not sure I understand exactly how that works. In other words, let's say I have, you have fruit or something like that with a little bit of psyllus. Everybody eats it like this. Nobody's really mocked, but okay, so now I can take out the psyllus. No, you can't. Right. That's a mice of burr, because there is a metzias of psyllus there. What he's saying over here is, it doesn't get a metzias of psyllus. It doesn't get a shame psyllus on a pechlau. Now, why that's so, I'm not sure 100% why that's so, but that they do the differentiate between food and drink.
What are you exactly separating, though, in the case of a Brita?
See, it's possible that the Brita, if, you know, it's very possible that there's nothing, if it's not nicker at all, it could be everybody knows that's mutter. Some say that the definition of solo means everybody can drink it as is. If there's a minority who can't, that's a problem. They just want it a little bit clearer. So that's mutter, according to that opinion. They would make like an almond drink, an almond milk. People would drink it together with the pieces that are in it. The same thing, that's orange juice. So Shlomo Zalman said, if you're talking about some of the tremendous amount, you know, nowadays they pour in extra, like, you know, grub stand. I think they put extra stuff in. They take all of the pieces they took out of the clear orange juice, they stick it to the grub stand orange juice. You know, I don't know. But you have a few little pieces over there, and like nobody's going to get so stuck up in that they're not going to drink those little few little pieces. It's not because they're a burb. You take out those few little pieces. It's a shame. Some in Dakin. He's a besmag sas ksam. It has to be a little bit. Akavana dilo yaharbe. If it's a lot, in rim lishas kach. There's a lot of little pieces, a lot of little split pieces of wood of splinters. So that's going to be a problem. Woodin yesh bayayim sas kemochim. It used to be this type of thing which is developed on the wine. It's called kemochim. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Shirim lishas kach rabbeni adam gamkin shor l'sanan filu b'mishameres. So that you're allowed to strain it through even the mishameres because most people will drink it with the kemochim. Also, the sana filumayim salulim megamri, you can't do it in the sutter because you're cleaning the sutter. Amarish kusheinam oimak mukhan lekach liyilavachi dinah kemishameres. If you keep that sutter for the purpose of mishameres, so you can't say you're cleaning it. You always use it like this. It just gets dirtier and dirtier, but that's how you use it. But the point is over here, the sutter was a regular cloth which you're going to use for something else. So you're makban keeping it clean. So this is helping cleaning it. Mishum libun the shri also zel kibus. Just soaking it is already considered kibus. Okay, so that's the sheet of the tour, and that's how the Beis Yosef understands the Allah. Now, however, we're going to Rama Gra Maske the lawyer Marina Bezat Shriyasu Zal Kipusoi Kimishan Allah Vlichl. Obviously, the case was it wasn't dirty to start with. Obviously, you weren't using a dirty suitor, right? So, if it wasn't a dirty suitor, what are you cleaning? So the concept of the Shriyos El Kibusa, that by just by soaking it, even without rubbing it and mixing anything else in, no detergents and no rubbing, just putting water in, is considered kibus if there's dirt. If there's no dirt, it's not considered kibus. Kiliyabasim and Shidbeishif test. So they say that's not why it's still usur, the more says it's usur. But the logic is not because of kibus. So what's the problem then? Even if it's clean, but when you squeeze it out, by squeezing out the liquid, you pull out any little dirt which is in there, that is definitely a problem of libun. So, since the sutter is going to be used for something else, so you don't want it to be sitting there wet, so you might come to squeeze it out. And that'll be a problem. So, there's an also issue to use it because you might come to squeeze it. But Mashemeres, you're not going to squeeze it out. You don't care. But that's how it always stands. It stands there full of liquid. So if the sutter was designated for this purpose of straining, so again, you don't care if it's wet. So it wouldn't be a problem of using it.
Isn't Schita a total dash?
That's a great question. Schita actually functions dual purpose. There are two types of alohas of Schita. There's one alohas of Schita, which is libun. And that's the gay when you're squeezing out a garment, you're squeezing out anything of those type of things. And there's a schita where you're talking about by foods, and that's a told of dosh.
Isn't the whole point of this to take out the little fragments to strain it, basically? And so the idea that you don't want anything to come in, you want everything to stay in the cloth that you're using.
Right, but the cloth, if you use water, which is clear, so... So according to what I'm going to run in the grill, the problem is, okay, now that you've done that, next thing you do is you're going to squeeze out the cloth. Get all of the water out of it, because you want to use the cloth for something else. It's not made for this purpose.
I thought it was.
No, the grill and the magarom, the sutra is only us if it's not designated for this purpose. The mishmeres is designated, that's why it's mutter. Right? The sutra was not designated, that's why it's us, so because you're going to come to squeeze it. And according to the Hezbollah of the Beis Yosef, is because the water itself putting through there is considered kibus, and again, only if it's not designated. If it's designated, it's mutter. V'yayin, midas etaz, the kamam sevashim shinchof, mashad the servant of the bedafka v'mayim v'yayin odum. That this idea that there's no cleansing taking done by wine depends what color wine it is. Red wine is not considered cleansing because it's making it red. Al yayin lovin, the white wine, clear wine, also the son of kamayim, so the Taz holds that white wine does have a loch of kibus. It's considered kibus to put it through a garment. Especially a dry white wine. Because it's not so sticky. It's not so sugary. So if it's not so sugary, basically it has alcohol. It's liquid, it's clear, it doesn't leave so much residue, it doesn't leave a sticky feeling, it cleans the thing out. Right.
thinking of him, lasanin is like the sifting?
Sanin is straining.
The straining.
Then if all the liquids are mutter, the shloshach b'shamis, because not you might squeeze it out. So b'chari you squeeze it out. Shana begad miskabes miskab and al yodim, but squeezing out doesn't really clean it because still got all that junk in there. Now feeling tim solomer da gamal yodim miskab miksas. Well, that's not true. I mean, if there's any dirt in there when you squeeze out this red wine, so red wine comes out, but it also pulls out some of the dirt which is there. So it leaves a little bit of a stain, but likes to clean it, did clean up a little bit. So the chara now, it should be also because you might squeeze it. No, because I'm not afraid he's going to squeeze it. Why? Because what does he gain? Because the smell and the color is still going to be there, so you have to really wash it. Therefore, so there's no reason why you're afraid that he's going to squeeze it out, because he'll just go wash the whole thing, which that'll do. That already like a separate process, which we'll do after Shabbos. Now, maybe we'll squeeze it out to get the liquid, so that should be the schita of, not of Liban, of cleaning it, but schita of getting the liquid out, squeezing out the liquid. That was minimal. They didn't usually squeeze it out for that purpose. Okay, now, if there are ocher, if they're not, there's a suspension there, so you have what to strain out. Also, it's barber, it's barber, bain by masher, it's bain by sidor. I don't care what you're using, it's also. Now what will be? Umar bachurim legamri, the lo mishasi hachi klal. They're ochre to the point that people will not drink them as is. Okay? So then it's also. Dila ba'ochre ksath, it was only partially ochre. After the mission, you could drink it as is. But most people don't drink it as such. But you could drink it if they needed to. Just their mak, but in general, not to. Ein isarak b'mishameris, which that's doing it kedarkoi. That's awesome. Avu b'mesudorin, dein derech l'sanan boy, but the sanan yain b'shar mashkim. But sidorin, which are ashinui, you're doing it in a different way than usual. Chazal were matter to do it with a shinui.
Really? Going back on the Lama Tess,
yeah,
where it says about, say, it's red wine that gets soaked up in something, it seems here that if you were to spill red wine on, say, your Shabbos white tablecloth, you'd be able to squeeze that out now. Because we're saying it's not malabing on the tablecloth, and we aren't kosher that you're just really squeezing out for the red wine, because we don't think you'll do that. So therefore, it would be mutter to do so.
Well, see, you're right. When the way the Mishnah Berurah starts off, you're right. He says it's not considered kibbutz. He says, well, maybe you'll tell me it is considered kibbutz, but in Mishnah, you're not going to do it. So once you get to that second line, which is taka toisus, that maybe that it's a machlokas and toisus. The Reno Talmud says it's not considered kibbutz, and Tosfos says it is considered kibbutz. He starts off with the Reno Talmud, and he says, but even now, like the Reno Talmud, according to the Tosfos, it's okay because you're not going to come to squeeze it. So Ma'aseh, so we're machmir because of the Tosfos, right? According to the Reno Talmud, you'd be right that you would be allowed to squeeze it. The Rama Meshameris is Osir. Now, why is it Osir? In my case of Tzlulim. It's also because just because it's not a siddur aisa, it's doing it in the weekday type of fashion. The ma'aseh l'halacha, however, the din halacha k'dei rishon. We pass on like the first sheet that it's mutter. Yain migitoy, no, I'm sorry. And by siddur, I'm still in the Rambam. V'lo b'achurim membeis. Hano afek achurim k'sas. They're even only a little bit achur. He said like this, in Sutter, your matter slulim, but not achurim ksas. So according to the first sheet, achurim ksas is mutter in a Sutter, and according to the Rambam, it's osir, and you should be machmir not to do achurim ksas even in a Sutter. Yeah, Megitto. Pirush Oz, Kol Yenush Achurim. Beginning of the season, the suspension, everything's suspended. It takes a while for it to settle out. You drink it with the... the chiddush is even in the surah, you should remember.
Even in the
surah? Yeah. So there's in suspension. People drink it like that. Vein kantikun. The love of Hagimisha say that you could drink it as it. Can I feel a kashu tarfa, manasa ocher? Even if you stir it up, it's even really ocher. Kitsolo dami, it's like a tsolo. The socha sutter, zeldazaramba. The name is not a feel of Mishamara shari. According to the first shita, putting the yain megita through a Mishamaris is also going to be motor. Take a look at the Biraloch, Dimimaskal Hoel, Veruyan. This is the question which we had before. Mishu istinis. Person is a very squeamish person, a very picky person. He can't drink it with these little pieces in it. Most people doesn't buy them at all. That's the prima gonim. It says that for him, if he can't drink it as is, that becomes a bar problem. And that's where you get this issue of for a person who has to have your you know, because of health reasons, etc., because he's very, very, it really bothers him, so that'll be a problem. Now, interesting, Shiloh, can I do it for him? Right? Now, for me, I couldn't care less, right? Because for me, I could drink it either way.
Right.
So for me, it's more to the zoo. Or vice versa, what about, can an instance do it for me? Because for him it's barer, but not really, because he's not doing it for somebody who really cares. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was masupik was the loch in the second case. Who do you look at in the process?
Right.
Okay, let's cover on your knowledge. Why not? We started a little bit late. We started late. It was all you guys. I was here on time.
We started late. I came in, and Rebbe was already in the middle. It was 8:00.
Because I gave up already.
I have a question right before.
Rebbe was late, so Rebbe was late. Rebbe's punishing us for Rebbe starting late.
Because nobody was here to talk to.
The reporter, I'm so good.
I was thinking about it. The next time I'm going to just do that. I'm going to start reading talking to the recorder. The Maggid Shir in Cleveland, the morning deer show. 6:00 he starts. Nobody there. He starts at 6:00. He talks to the wall. People come on time.
I'm waving that day.
We walked in and Rebbe was talking to the tape recorder.
I was talking to nothing. He was davening and I was talking to the tape recorder.
I do want to ask a question though on the grid.